This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar and West Bengal today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, during his visit to Motihari, Bihar, development works worth 7,200 crore rupees will be dedicated to the nation or their foundation stones would be laid. He said these works cover software technology parks, 4 new Amrit Bharat trains, road projects and more. He said these projects will open doors of opportunities for the people. Mr. Modi also said that at a program in Durgapur, West Bengal, he will lay the foundation stones for various works and also inaugurate projects worth over 5,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi said that today he will be addressing a rally in Durgapur. The Ministry of External Affairs has said the Nimisha Priya case in Yemen is a sensitive matter and the Government of India has been offering all possible assistance in the case. Addressing media in New Delhi, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the local authorities in Yemen have postponed carrying out her sentence scheduled for the 16th of this month. On NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte's statement, the spokesperson said India is closely following the developments. He reiterated that securing the energy needs of the people is the overriding priority for India. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has asserted that India is not concerned about sanctions on Russian crude as there are enough supplies in the market. Speaking at Urja Vartha 2025 in New Delhi, Mr. Puri stated that India will import oil from wherever it is available at the cheapest price. He highlighted that this is the new India where the government is not driven by pressure but by impact. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda has said that the government is working with a holistic approach to provide preventive, promotive and curative health care for a healthier India. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Mr. Nadda said that the government has built 1.77 lakh Ayushman Arogya Mandirs, which are the first contact of any person with a health institution. He informed that these are not only functioning in cities but also extended to remote areas of the country. He added that all these Ayushman Arogya Mandirs are also equipped with teleconsultancy facilities.
हम लोगों ने तय किया है कि हर व्यक्ति का 30 साल की उम्र में उसका डेंटल चेकअप, मेंटल चेकअप, लेडीज का सर्विक्स कैंसर, ब्रेस्ट कैंसर, जेंट्स का ओरल कैंसर और इसके साथ साथ हमारा डायबिटीज, ब्लड शुगर, ये सब चीजों का चेकअप होगा। तो इस तरीके से हम लोगों ने 1,77,000 प्रिवेंटिव पार्ट में हेल्थ केयर सिस्टम्स को खड़ा किया है। मैं यहाँ ये भी बताना चाहता हूँ कि मेडिकल इनोवेशंस का हम किस तरीके से उपयोग कर रहे हैं। हम लोगों ने एवरी आयुष्मान आरोग्य मंदिर को टेली कंसल्टेंसी से जोड़ दिया है।
Ministry of Defense has said that short-range ballistic missiles Prithvi 2 and Agni 1 are successfully test-fired from the integrated test range in Chandipur, Odisha. The ministry added that the launches validated all operational and technical parameters. These tests were conducted under the aegis of the Strategic Forces Command. Indian Navy will commission its first indigenous diving support vessel DSV INS Nistar at Vishakhapatnam today. Designed and built indigenously by Hindustan Shipyard Limited at Vishakhapatnam, Nistar represents a major step forward in India's pursuit of Atmanirbharta in defense manufacturing. With contributions from 120 MSMEs and more than 80% indigenous content, the vessel stands as a testament to India's capability to construct technologically advanced platforms that meet global standards. Displacing more than 10,500 tons, the vessel is nearly 120 meters long and 20 meters wide. Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB, has appealed to the media to stop selective and unverified reporting of an Air India plane crash in Ahmedabad, Gujarat last month. AAIB said that it has come to its attention that certain sections of the international media are repeatedly attempting to draw conclusions through selective and unverified reporting. Sujit Kalkal won the gold medal in the 65kg men's freestyle category at the Polyak Imre and Varga Janos Memorial 2025 wrestling tournament in Budapest, Hungary. The Indian wrestler produced a clinical performance in the final to beat four-time European medalist Ali Rahimzadeh of Azerbaijan 5-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.